Normally, we catch up with C-Mace, Chris Mason, at 11:30 on Fridays. Like I mentioned, Willie and C-Mace and the rest of the Predators broadcast crew, they're headed out to New York. Predators taking on the Islanders and then the Devils this weekend. So C-Mace joins us now. C-Mace, it wasn't the prettiest game that the Predators have played. It wasn't the best game that the Predators have played. But between UC Saros and a power play that looked night and day different, the Predators found a way to win. Even in a game that wasn't their best, what made you encouraged about that game last night against the St. Louis Blues?
Well, I think kind of the things that you just mentioned. After the Boston game, Bruno called out the power play and said, you know, we played a pretty good game. Our power play had opportunities, to get us a lead or to win that hockey game. And they didn't do it. They're kind of disconnected. They're not playing fast right now. And they came out and they responded. I think that's the sign of a good team, accountable players instead of going, sulking and saying, oh, the coach is mad at us. And he said, we're not getting it done. These are guys that understand how they have to play and what they have to do. And at the end of the day, it's results and it's outworking a penalty kill. And most penalty kills are the opposition's hardest working guys. So you got to bring it. And I thought they did against St. Louis. I also agree with you. I don't think the guys played very well. I don't think it was a good game, hardly at all, to be honest. Binghamton gave up a couple soft goals, in my opinion. But like you said, good teams find a way to win. The power play stepped up. I thought the penalty kill was really good. I believe they gave up a power play goal, but a penalty kill goal, but they were awesome. And Saros, that's the other thing that's really encouraging to me, is that's two back-to-back big games for him. I thought he looked that might have been, in my opinion, his best game of the year, just because St. Louis is all over the Preds, especially the first period, and they got a lot of really good looks. There's a lot of deflections, a lot of net front, a lot of playoff-style situations, in my opinion, and Juice was phenomenal.
UC Saros was phenomenal, and that's two back-to-back games that we've seen a great outing from UC Saros. Chris Mason is with us. And from your perspective, from the goalie side of things, because I've seen a lot of Predators fans, I've noticed Predators fans, they can never just take a good thing. There's always got to be an underlying sense of anxiety. Going into the playoffs, and I think some Predators fans have been anxious about UC Saros' history in the playoffs. From your perspective, how different is the game from a goalie perspective once you find yourself in the playoffs?
It's really different, but I mean, like, at the end of the day, as UC Saros really played on a team that is expected to be competitive in the playoffs, I don't think so. I mean, the 1 year in the bubble, that's it, right? Who knows how that's going to go? I don't think there's been a real situation where you could say, all right, this is a team, and you know, that's going to make a run at it. Obviously, got hurt in that Colorado series. We didn't even see him there, so I just don't think he's had that much experience and that much of a track record to really be able to make an opinion one way or another. So to me, this one, this is the one. This is one where I think, this team, they're constructed the right way. They've got the right mentality. They're obviously going to play a top team in the first round. They won't be expected to win, but people are talking about the Predators now that, hey, they're going to be a tough out. This is a team that could upset somebody. And I agree with that. But they're going to be playing a top opponent. And to me, the difference in the series, I think, is a guy like UC Saros. He can be the difference maker in a series. He can make or break just like any other goaltender. But I think this season in particular, this year, for me, is the one where I really want to see how he performs in the postseason.
We'll talk with C-Mace, Chris Mason, one half of the broadcasting team for the Nashville Predators, discussing their 6-3 victory over St. Louis Blues last night. A much needed win. I'm not going to say it was a dire win, but I think they needed to win to sort of stop the bleeding of the past three games. In regards to that, C-Mace, what does this do for that locker room? Because they were on a three-game losing streak, and albeit they wasn't playing bad, but they were not finishing out games. But what does a game like this, beating St. Louis for the third time, what does this do for a team that it seems like the walls were closing in for a quick minute now? But now, to me, it seems like, okay, now we're back to our winning ways.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's what it did is, you know, you go on that streak, you're invincible, and all of a sudden you're not. And, you know, you kind of think, are we that good, or was that just a fluke? You know, when you lose one, no big deal. Well, you lose two, you lose three. You know, they don't win that game. You know, all of a sudden St. Louis, they've got life and they're closer. They don't have that hard of a schedule left. You're kind of second guessing yourself, I think. But now that the fact that they are able to win that game, get that separation from St. Louis, it's going to be tough for the Blues. You know, they have to win out, and the Preds have to lose out, basically, which is not likely going to happen. So you're good again. You know, you have that confidence in your group. You did the right things. You got a lot of good performances. Your big guys stepped up and made plays. Your special teams. I think it's just another confidence booster for this group to say, all right, now we can kind of, you know, go and keep taking care of business the way that we were before, and get that good feeling in before the playoffs start, because you don't want to go, you know, it doesn't always necessarily matter, but you don't want to limp into playoffs. You don't want to just barely make it. You don't want to have it come down to the last two games or the last game of the season and end up needing help. Even though the Blues would have had a tough time anyway, but you never know. You know, we've all seen crazy things in sports. So you just want that separation. And most of all for this group, you just want that confidence and that swagger back. And I think that win is one that could do it.
Now, looking at their lines, it just about everybody on, at least one person, it seems, on either line got a score. What does that mean for the Predators moving forward? Because it's not, and we've talked about this for the longest, that through this streak, they've been getting tremendous play outside of that first line. And they also got tremendous play outside of the first line last night. So what does that do for the confidence of the other line? Because you know what you're going to get with the first line. But as you enter the playoffs, you got to get more than just, you know, scoring and things like that for the first line. You need it from the other lines as well.
Yeah, I think, you know, for the team, I think that's we've seen all season when they have all four lines going. That's when they're at their best. That's when other teams really have a tough time matching up against them. And I think as a coaching staff too, you're just like, all right, it doesn't really matter the situation. I know sometimes they like to put the no back line out in offensive zone situations or put systems out in defensive zone, but you don't really worry as much about that. And at any given point, you know, you can have production in any game, because in playoffs, obviously, the other team's focal point is going to be, hey, you shut down that top line, we're going to win, you know, the series. Shut down Forsberg, shut down Nyquist and O'Reilly, and we like our chances. But I think the Predators have proven over the streak and over the course of the year, when they're successful, they're getting production from every line. The fourth line was a big part of that. They were really good early in that streak, contributing offensively. We've seen, I think, Evangelista and Mark Jankowski, he's been unreal, you know, lately. You get production from that line. And then, you know, Zucker started to score, and Sissons, you know, he's had a career year, and then Bovillier gets his first. That's how they're built. And I think you knew at the start of the year that the only way the Predators are going to have a chance is if they get those kind of contributions, because they've got a deep lineup, and you're hoping some of those young guys could pay off. Novak, he's one I think could maybe get going a little bit here, but their line's playing well. So I think for the group, you look around the room and you're like, hey, man, every guy, every line we put out's got a chance to win the game that night. That's a really good feeling, and it, you know, makes everybody feel about 3 inches taller when everyone's going together.
We're talking to Chris Mason as the team gets ready to head to the New York area. Islanders Saturday, Devils on Sunday. Islanders have crept back into a playoff spot, so that is going to be an enormous game for them. And Nashville now magic number 4 to clinch the playoff spot. Mace, last night, you know, it wasn't our broadcast, and it was so chaotic. There were so many goals scored late. They didn't really get a chance to really tell the crowd, but Philip Forsberg has now hit a couple of more benchmarks. He just keeps doing it. So I don't think there's any discussion anymore at all. This is his best all-around season, and it's not even close.
I agree. I mean, you know, the year in him and Duchesne, we're going back. That was a great season. He put up, points per game, had a great season. But I think all around, I mean, I really think we've all felt this all along, that he's a star player, but he hadn't quite maybe reached his full potential, because you've seen, I think, spurts of his, you know, tenacity and physicality, and, you know, but it wasn't as consistent. This year, I feel like he has just been on a mission. I think he's finally, you know, found himself and knows exactly what kind of player he wants to be. He's turned himself into a power forward that's responsible defensively, that plays just as hard without the puck as he does with the puck. The type of goals he's scored, you know, 70% of his goals are in the zone one net front area, where you have to pay a price to. He's jamming pucks in. He's tipping pucks. You know, he could score 50 this year. You know, it's crazy. If he goes on a little bit of a tear here, he's been just awesome. And I think, you know, now he's entered, in my opinion, I would call him a superstar in this league now. I think he's taken that step into, you know, the elite players that we always talk about, and I think he's in that group now.
Mace, are you racing the Harley-Davidson motorcycle gang or something? You got some serious engine flow going around you.
Oh, that's my truck, I think. But I just got off the highway, so I'm just pulling into the Mont Donaldson now.
He's going D-Mace speed.
It sounded like somebody was putting it in some serious gear, some motorcycles or something.
Yeah, it's a V8 5-liter truck, so yeah, it's loud sometimes.
Had to hit the gas a little bit. Nace, I want to ask you about one other guy, and he doesn't get the headlines, but I think it's worth continuing to bring up. I noticed so many plays last night, because there were a lot of scrambles, and the Predators didn't have the puck. And you know, from day one, Andrew Brunette, we want to have the puck. And they've defended so well that they've had the puck a lot this entire year. But last night was one of those weird nights where they didn't have the puck a lot. The Blues were taking the game to them. And that's where I really noticed Ryan McDonagh. So subtle. But how many scoring plays did he, you know, jam up or cross up just by his savvy?
He really is. He's, you know, we talk about a lot on the broadcast, because he does so many things that, you know, when you first see a play, you might not realize. He never panics. He always seems to be in the right position. His anticipation and just awareness of, you know, kind of been there, done that before, and having that composure in those hectic moments when, you know, a team's all over you, they've been in the zone for 45 minutes, and his ability to, you know, to break up a good scoring chance or get the puck back or block a shot and pay the price. And he's just been unreal, you know. And I think last year, you know, we saw that as well, but more so this year. And just, you know, the value of what he does, and you could see other guys doing the same thing. I think you can see Carrier's learned, you know, from Ryan McDonagh, and all the guys, I'd say everybody on the team, even Yossi, some of the things that he does back there, I think have really rubbed off on this team and made them a lot better defensively. But he is just, he's had an incredible year. And we've seen his, you know, offensive savvy a little bit as well. He gets second power play time, and, you know, we didn't really get to see much of those types of skills last season. And he's had an unreal year, and such a, I'd say he's the unsung MVP this year, the guy that doesn't get the, you know, the credit that maybe he deserves.
Last one for you, Mace, because I know you and Willie have to run to catch the plane. But looking ahead, because it did kind of feel like we can now breathe a little bit of a sigh of relief. You take care of St. Louis. That's a 4-point swing. 2 points you get, 2 points that St. Louis doesn't get. But the Predators still don't have that X by their name. They're going to make the playoffs, but there's still work that they have to do. So what comes next? How do you kind of stay focused and look ahead to the Islanders and the Devils this weekend, rather than feeling like, okay, we can kick our feet up because taking care of St. Louis was something that we had to do when we took care of it?
Yeah, that's it's a good point. I think right now, I think they understand. They've got guys that have won. You always thought, we've talked about that a lot this year. And I think when you have guys like that in your locker room, you know, they know that this, you just can't go in, you know, playing, you know, halfway going into playoffs and expect to get off to a good start against the powerhouse. You got to go in with your game in order. You know, things have to be all and well, you know, in that locker room and on the ice. So I think that'll be the focus. It helps that you have the Islanders they're going to be probably the most desperate team we've seen, you know, in the last little while. And St. Louis, I would say, is up there. So I think that helps. But when you get into the Columbus, Chicago, Pittsburgh type of games, those will be tough. And whether they decide once they get that X, will they rest guys or what are they going to do? But you still have to have that level of play and
and standard, the relentlessness that they've played with, you know, throughout this last half of the season. So it'll be very interesting. It's tough. You know, it's a different mindset because you don't quite have that urgency. But you full well know that you got to be playing hard because that's what guys get hurt too. You know, if you're not playing, you kind of 85% or 90%, oh, we'll just, you know, rest up a little bit, you know, quotation mark, you still got to play the game. But that's when guys get hurt and that's when you get off to, you're not ready to go in the playoffs. So I think they'll be fine, but it is a challenge.
C-Mace, appreciate you for fitting us in this morning. Thanks for adjusting your schedule to hop on with us. Willie D, C-Mace, safe travels to New York, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Thank you, guys. Anything for you guys.
Appreciate you. And you guys be safe. I heard earthquakes in New York this morning. I'm assuming that's not disrupting travel for you or the Predators.
As far as we know, that is the case. So, wow. Yeah, that was a little... I mean, you hear earthquake, you're thinking, oh, California or something. Northeast? Quite odd.
Not normally what you think of. Not normally what you think of. But safe travels, Willie. Have a good call tomorrow and Sunday. And we'll see you on Monday.
You got it.